Okay, it's plugged in the right thing. Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Tes in Maseches Nedarim. Get to finish up the 10th parak, the second to last parak, and start the last parak of Maseches Nedarim again with Eye on the Siyum on Purim, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so the Gemara on Ayin Ches Mabez quoted the sheet of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, according to our Gersa, Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Ran's Gersa, but according to our Gersa, Rabbi Chanina said, Hashosek Amanas Lamekat. If someone is quiet, if a husband or a father is quiet without being mefer the neder of the daughter slash wife, but it wasn't a serious quiet, it wasn't a serious shtika, it was amanas lamekat, it was to tease, it was to be mitzaer, it was just to try to make her think again, make her think that maybe it's going to be mekuyim. But either way, it's not a serious shtika. So it shows like Amanas Lameka. So he has in mind to be made for it in the future, but it is not right now. So Rabbi Chanina says you can make for it even a week and a half later. Bikan of Ad Yud Yamim, Rabbi Chanina says that's not called a shtika, which the Torah is referring to when the Torah says that if you're shosek biyom shamo, it's mekuyam. That's not what the Torah is referring to. Shosek Amanas Lameikat is not included, and we say that is somewhat of a beginning of the hafara, or at least it's not a kiyum, and therefore you could even be made for it at a later date. So the Gemara now, until the end of the parak, is going to quote five kashas on Rabbi Chanina. The first couple will be answered, the last few will not be answered, and Rabbi Chanina will remain a tziufta. But just one thought before we get on to the second raya. This first one was yesterday, Masav Rava. We're going to get to start with the second one, the second to last line of Masav Rav Chisda. But in general, when we do something, Amnas Lamekat, is that considered significant, the act? Let's say if you're doing something to tease. So here you're doing the you're doing the kiyum, so to speak, to tease. So we say it's not a good kiyum. It's not called a shtika. We have in one other context, which I think we might have touched on in the past, we do something to tease. And that is the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara there discusses gonev amanas lamekat. If you steal with kavanah to tease, Samach Aleph from a base, Lo signova the cause of Rachmana Lamali. What is Lo signovo including? Kilikidatanya. Lo signova manaslo meka, Lo signova manaslo shalim. You're not allowed to steal, even just to tease, or even if you have kavana to pay back. Amanaslo shalim. Rashi says Lo mekat is litsa'er. So that's also usur, says the Gemara. Amanaslo mekat. It's a fascinating machlokas quoted in the Ritva there, in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph Mabez. What exactly does it mean, Amanaslo mekat? So, Rov Rishonim understand Amanas Lamekat means that you're going to give it back, right? You stole this pencil and you're going to give it back in an hour, but you just wanted to have some tsar. You wanted to look for it, but you can give it right back. That's how Rov Rishonim understand this, and that's what the Ritva says on the first day. A pirish bichdei litzair lechaveiro belvad v'daito lachzir lo, and the chiddush is that's also aser, even though you're going to give it back, just like Amanas L'shalim in the next line of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, next line of the Ritva, Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, She'im Kain Kol Ha'olam Over in Belavzeh. If that's true, that if you steal somebody's pencil, you're going to give it back in an hour, then we all violate Lo Signov. Well, we're all going around stealing people's pencils. We're all going around teasing people. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. It's so common, that can't be about Lo Signov. That if you're going to give it back, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Amnas Lamekat is the following. V'lo Asa Rachmana Elokin Shadaito La'akva La'atzmo. No, it's only us when you get to keep it. But your kavan is only to be betzar your friend, not because you really want it. So according to Rabbi Tam, you have a chiddush the other way. We would have thought, according to Rabbi Tam, that if the only reason you're stealing from your friend is because you want to cause him pain, but not because you really want it, that wouldn't be lo signov. That would have been the havamina. Kamash malan, no, but even though you have kavana to be betzar him, not to keep it, it's still usr. That's an amazing Havamina. Okay, La Maskan is not such a big chiddush according to Rabbi Tam. But the Havamina is amazing according to that day. But either way, most Rishonim hold like the first day of the Ritva. And that is, Gonev Amanas Lamekat, stealing for teasing is considered a Geneva. Not like this Gemara, where it talks about Shtika Amanas Lamekat. Our Gemara, Shtika Amanas Lamekat, it's not called a Shtika. and therefore you have a week and a half according to Rabbi Hanina to be mefer. But we don't. He's going to be. We might paskin the other way. We might paskin shtika and asalega is a shtika, so it might work well according to what we paskin because we're gonna leave Rabbi Hanina betyufta. But just one other horror related to this, and then we'll continue, and that is the sheet of the Rambam. Again, part of a larger issue. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva quotes this Gemara. The Rambam writes Aleph Aleph. You don't get Malkus for Geneva because it's Nitan L'Tashlumin. You can pay back, and therefore you do not get Malkus. Then the Rambam says, Osir Lignov Kol Shehu did Torah. You can't even steal a Kol Shehu, even a tiny amount. The Osir Lignov Derech Schok. It's Osir to steal in a joking way. O Lagunov Amanas Lahachzir, or to steal to give it back. Oh, look at Avam Natsa Shalem. Hakol Aser Shalom Yargal Aswa Bakach. The act itself is inappropriate, and therefore we're not supposed to involve ourselves in Geneva Amnas Lameka. So the Rambam, front and center, puts Geneva Amnas Lameka in the second halacha in Hilchas Geneva. What's amazing is that if you look in Hilchas Gezela, there is no parallel. In Hilchas Gezela, the Rambam does not quote, the Gemara doesn't either. But if the Gemara, you would have said the Gemara just picked one. The Rambam does not quote Gozel Amnas Lameka. Nowhere. The Rambam writes, it's parallel beginning. Same exact beginning. Etc. At the same beginning, yet he leaves out Gozel Amanas L'Meikat. So why is that? It's mutter. There is no Gozel Amanas L'Meikat. Furthermore, the Achronim point out that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam quotes Reish Mem Dal and Reish Mem Hey, the Isra of Geneva and Gzela, the Rambam feels the need in Reish Mem Dal and Geneva to put the halacha of Goneva and Asla Meikat. You think it's Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, you know, doesn't have to put every detail of Hilchas Geneva. He should say what the basic issue is. He tries to capture the Avera of Geneva. And yet the Rambam feels that Goneva and Asla Meikat deserves to be in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Captures the essence of Geneva. And of course, Gzela is not there. Yet in Gzela, the Rambam mentions in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so you don't get Malkus by Gzela, because it's Nitan L'Tashlumin. You can be able to pay back. The Rambam does not mention that in Geneva, even though that's true in Geneva too, that it's Nitan L'Tashlumin, but he doesn't mention that in Hilchas Geneva, in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So again, why the need to mention it there? In Gzela and not in Geneva, and Goneva Manas L'Meikat, is mentioned even in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Los Asays, and the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. This is part of a larger issue, but just the secret that a number of Achronim suggest is that maybe there's a basic difference between Geneva and Gezela. Geneva is all about the Maisa Geneva. The act of Geneva, that's the Mechayiv. The Mechayiv of the Aveira is the Maisa Geneva. And therefore, Goneva Manas L'Meikat is Aser. It's Aser because so what you're doing it to tease, and you're going to give it back. But so what? It's the act itself that is the Mechayiv, that's the Aveira. And that's why front and center the Rambam puts Goneva Manas L'Meikat. Because that type of Geneva isolates the act. So there's no loss of money. You're going to give it back in an hour. But that's why he puts it in Sefer HaMitzvos, because that captures what Geneva is all about. Masha'ekin Gzela, the focus is the Hefsin Mamon cost. The Hefsin Mamon, not the Maisa. So if it's Hefsin Mamon, so you're going to give it back in an hour, so it's not going to be Aser, Goneva Manas L'Meikat. Maybe the Rabbanan. Either way, it's not going to play as central of a role. And that's why the Rambam puts Nitan L'Tashlumin in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Because that's part of the defining feature of Gezela. Because it's all about the Hefsin Mamon. So you're not going to get Malkus because you're going to give the money back. You're right, you're not going to get Malkus either for Geneva. But part of the defining nature of Gezela is the Hefsin Mamon. Again, this is a large issue. But just once Shosek of Manas L'Meikat came up, we mentioned this. Lahalacha. It works out well, because we're going to reject Rabbi Hanina. There's going to be a tiyufta on Rabbi Hanina, as we will see the last line of the Ron of the Perek. We're going to reject Rabbi Hanina, meaning doing something for teasing purposes is still called the act. The act itself is significant. Just like Goneva Manas L'Meikat, the act itself is significant. So we have the Gemara in Bava Metzia, we have the Ritva there, the two days, Rabbi Natam Shita, that we are all Ganavim Kol Hayom, and the Rambam, Geneva versus Gzela in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Halachas. Okay, let's continue now. So we're starting second to last line on Ayin Chesem Abayz, the second of five kashas on Rabbi Hanina. The second of five kashas. So Masar Rav Chista number two, second to last line. Chomer Bahake mi Bahafer, u Bahafer mi Bahake. There's a Chomer by Hakama, and there's a Chomer by Hafara. That doesn't exist by the other one. Chomer b'hakim. There's a chumra by hakama shahashtika mekayemes veishtika mevatelas. The standard for hakama is lower. In an easier way, you can be making an eder, meaning shtika. Right? If you're quiet for a day, so that's called a kiyum. V'ein shtika mevatelas. But shtika is not mevatel. I can't be mefer through a shtika. Right? Only I can be making through a shtika. Continuing, connected, kiyem belibo kiyem, hefer belibo ain't a mufar. You can be mekayem belave. If I think in my heart, I'm mekayem it, that is a kiyum, but I can't be made for belave. Right? I can't be made for it in my heart. Let's just continue for a minute. Kayem ain't yachol lahafer, hafer ain't yachol lakayem. Once you're mekayem it, you can't be made for it anymore. Once you're made for it, you cannot be mekayem it anymore. This last line, says the Ran, is not a chumrah of one or the other, it's just a difference. It's just not really a difference, something that applies to both of them, but once you're talking about hakam and hafara, it says both. Like, you don't say one is more chumrah than the other one, says the Ran, regarding this halacha. So we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just do the whole question, and then we'll talk about it. K'tani, so what do you see in this brisa? Shashtika mekayemes, the brisa says that a shtika could function as a kiyum. So what type of shtika is that talking about? So my love, aren't we talking about b'shosek amanas lemekat? Are we talking about a case of you were quiet, amanas to tease? And you see, right, where shtika with an excuse is still called a shtika. So the Gemara says no, and therefore it would be kasha and Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara says no, below b'shosek amanas lekayim. The shtika here is talking about a shtika which is going to lead to a kiyum. Where it says Haidu Kiyim Belibo Kiyim, that's the next line. The next line says Kiyim Belibo. Wouldn't that be the same thing if it's Shtika Manas L'Kayim? Ella B'Shosek Stam. Oh, the Bryce is talking about a case where you were just quiet. You didn't have in mind to be Mekayimit right then. You were just quiet. You were thinking about it. You weren't sure. That's what the Bryce says, that if a day passes and you were Shosek, so then it's not going to be a Shtika. But in a Chinami, Rabbi Chanina, where you specifically say, I'm quiet, but I'm going to be made for it at a later date, that would still be okay. Similar, the Gemara here doesn't link it, but maybe similar to what we discussed last week when the Gemara had an Ibaya. What if you say, I'm made for it tomorrow? Tomorrow. So something that was possibly okay. Why? Because you already put it into motion today. You put it into motion. I be Yom Shamo. But no, but you're already making plans today. So maybe you can already see the roots of the Afar now. So maybe here too. By Yeshosek, Amanas, Lameka. Yeah. The Gemara said, why did the Gemara die? The Gemara is interested in asking kashas now. What? The Ein Shtika Mevatelas, that Shtika cannot be Mevatel, cannot be Mefer. What he's trying to say, that a Shtika, but it's not that Shtika, the Shtika is Mefer, it's that you're going to be Mefer in a week. It's not that the Shtika itself is going to be Mefer.
We don't know exactly what the Shtika is. So, yeah, isn't that Shtika Manas?
Right, shtika manas lameka, but shtika manas lameka wouldn't be called that the shtika is being made for there. That's just buying you times that in 10 days from now you can be made for it. Yeah.
I had this question yesterday. Stam by definition is not meka.
Stam by definition is not meka, but it's not makayim either. So it's somewhere in the middle. See, that's what
could. Can you have that? Can you have something in the middle?
Yeah, mekan means you specifically have in mind that, let's say, you're going to be made for it later, but you're delaying. Stam is like, you have no idea. Oh, okay, that's nice, you made a nether. Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Is that even such a
metzias? Isn't it a metzias? Yeah, you haven't decided yet. You're not sure. You're not sure what you're going to do. Not sure what you're going to do. That's not Mekat. Exactly, that's not Mekat. So that's how we're defending Rabbi Chanina. The Bryce is talking about Stam. Rabbi Chanina is talking about Mekat. So that's why it's not a Kash. Okay, a couple of points on this Bryce. Important Ran, much discussed by the Achronim. And that is, how do we know that Hafara can be Belev? We know that Hafara can be Belev and Kiyum cannot. Kiyum you need to say. And Hafara, I'm sorry, Kiyum can even be Belev and Hafara cannot. So let's read the rhyme. V'nira be'enai, third line. The alfina la mishtika diyom shamoshi mikayemes. You learn this halacha that hafara can be belev and not hakama based on the din of the Torah. Let's think about the din of the Torah. The time of my, what's the reason? What's the reason that a hafara could be done belev? Fourth line of the Ran now. Dekivan sha'avar yom shmiya v'lo hefar. Since the day of shmiya passed by. And you weren't made for it. Goli adaita, shehu rotze b'kiyumo shel neder. That is an umdana. We assume in your das that you want to be mekayim it. Alma, we'll explain this more in a minute. Let's read it first. Kol shebelibo lakaimo sagi. Really, you could, this is how we understand the din of the Torah. The Torah gives you a whole day. What does that mean? You can be mekayim it right away. El diavle rechmana kolahu yom al hafara. The Torah though gives you the whole day to be made for it. Mishum ta'ad ta'ar v'shim shalomuchach midui. There is no hecker up until the end of the day. What you're thinking? Shiyehi rotzal lakayim. How do we know what you want to do? You've been quiet all day. The dimal baser achi made for law. Maybe later on you're going to be made for it. Kivan to baser daiti balachudas linan. Since we're going after his das. Meaning, you have all day. We don't know what it is. But the Torah says that you have all day to do it. Once you don't use the opportunity, so that's an umdana, that you are mikayimit. Again, just to expand upon it in the words of the Afikayam. Afikayam says it's really two steps. Number one, says the Afikayam, is a simin yod zayin. The me'ikar adinu gzeres akasuf shen yachal afer lo biyom shamo. Step one, the Torah says, you have all day to be made for it. You have all day, only that day. Once the Torah says that, and we assume people know that, so then once you aren't made for it that day, that is an umdana that you don't want to be made for it, and you want to be mekayim it. That's how you know that a kiyum can even be believed, because the Torah has no requirement for you to be mekayim it. The Torah just says, if you didn't do it today, you aren't made for it today, then you finished. What's the svara for that? So it's an umdana that you have all day. If you didn't use the opportunity to be made for it, so then we assume it's because you want to be mekayimit. Acharet, and that's why we said, and we're going to say again, let's say you didn't know the dinei hafara. Then you didn't run out. It's only if you knew the halachas that you could have been made for it, and you weren't, that's an umdana. Says the Afikayam, acharet de gazra torah sheni yachal hafar acharei yom shamo. Once the Torah says you cannot do it after today, memela hadin, so then we know. In the MS, Hayabiyadalafar, Kol Yom Shamo, if you could have and you didn't, Daiti Goli, Ta'ata Goli Adaiti, Bishtikasu, Shu Rosibiki Mushal Nether, Shay Yodeahu Shalo Yukal Hafalamachar, Imkain, Ye Ashtikasu, Dien Kiyam Mamish, Ta'an and Sadi, Shanichale Benidre. It doesn't quote it, but this is what we mentioned a number of times. Tosfos in Mesechus Ksubis, I think, in Kedushin, Daf Memtesk, quotes three different ideas about Dvarim Shebelev. Some cases, it's not called Dvarim Shebelev because it's so clear that this is what you want to do. Somebody sells all of their property because they don't think they have a Yorish. But they give away all of their Nechasim. And then the next day, their long-lost son comes. So we say you can get it back because we assume he only gave all away his property because it's an umdana that he didn't know he had any Yorish. Or he sell other examples the Gemara gives in Mesechus Kiddushin. But, so the Ron here is explaining that's how you know that Kiyum can be believed. Because the whole, again, step one, the Torah says you can be made for it all day. Once you have all day that passes, so then, that is a Gilui Das that you want to be made commit. That is the Ron. We'll get to the last line of the Ron in a minute. Yeah.
So does the wife's nether require Kiyum, or just that you're not made for it in order
to... That's a good question. Does the wife's nether require Kiyum or not? Well, look at an Nesua. A nesua doesn't, or a grusha, let's say. A grusha, she's in her own, a grusha mishas nesua, so she's in her own rishus. So you see, she can make a neder that stands on its own. So just because she is an arusa neder, does that mean there's a lack? I would say that it's a good neder. Kia might make it into a super neder, like
right.
We said.
So it's a little different than Dvar Shabbalay, because the woman doesn't really need the
kia. It's a little different than Dvar Shabbalay, but he still has veto power.
Right,
so Dvarim Shebelev on the veto power or not. You're right, it's a little different. It's not coming totally from him. Okay, then the last line of the Ron, just to finish up, because this last line is what Kiva Eger does not like. So what did the Ron just say in the first six skinny lines? The Ron said, how do you know that Kiyum could be done even Belev, but Afara cannot? Because what's the whole structure the Torah set up? You have all day to be made for it. Then if you are made for it all day, then we assume it was a Kiyum. So you see, Kiyum Belev works. But then the Ron adds the last line, Umina. And from here, take the next step. The call shekiyem belibo, kiyem la'alter. Once you know that through the day, if you have the whole day and you weren't made for it, it's called a kiyem. So too, if you were mekayem belave right away, that's also called a kiyem. Tahavili ki'ilu avar yom shmiya. It's as if the day passed. Once you know, you don't need a kiyem bepeh, so that any kiyem bepeh would work. If the whole day works once it passes, so you don't need a kiyum bepeh. So too says the Ron, a immediate kiyum would also work. That is the Ron, and Aaron, you don't like it? You can ask Rukiv Eger's kasha. Rukiv Eger asks, how could you make that last jump? What did the Ron just explain in the first six lines? If you have the whole day that passes and you aren't made for it, so that's an umdana, you will megali your das, that it's a kiyam. So fine, I can live with that. Because that's an umdana demuchach. It's clear that you want to be mekayim it. But let's say you're here, your wife's nether, you're mekayim it palev. At that moment, is there any gili das there? There's no gili das. How do you know anything? That's Ram Shabalev. If you have the whole day you weren't made for it, fine. That's not Ram Shabalev anymore. As we said, that jumps the category to umdana demuchach. But if right away, how could you make that last snap? Rekiv Eger does not answer it. That's Rekiv Eger's kasha here in the Gilyan Hashas. See on the bottom. Kashali. Hakayim alon da'atas varim shebelev lo'avi dvarim. We pass, can even though the varim shebelev is nothing, become akom hecha demuchach v'goli lakol, if it's clear to everyone, havi dvarim. It is dvarim. Kahidim avrachas, etc. V'im kain, maraya, de b'shasa kol yom shmiya. How can you bring a raya from being quiet all day? De anu danin demuchach shirose v'kiyumu shal neder. We consider that an umdana, that he wants to be mekayim the neder. V'goli lanu kavanah. So when it's clear what his kavanah is, mishamachi avikiyim, that's a good kiyum. Avo b'kiyim b'libo she'enoi goli lakol. Havik achod v'am shebelev. V'tzarech iyan gadol. Tzarech iyan gadol, he doesn't answer the question. How can you make that jump? So again, the way that you have to answer it somehow, as the Achronim say, and that is, if all day, yes, it's an umdana demuchach, if you have all day and you weren't making it, but still that shows you don't need an explicit kiyum. It still shows there's no requirement for bitui svasayim. No requirement for expressing anything. Once you say there, it works, so too here. But you're right. It's a kasha, but you have to say it's just that first step, the whole day reflects that you don't need a kiyum bepeh. Once you don't need one kiyum bepeh, so we say you don't need a kiyum bepeh at all.
Hafara requires an
act. Kiyum doesn't even require a gili das,
right.
Lamaskana.
He hears something, he just took this, doesn't get it the whole day. At the end of the day, it's not found.
Unless he was Mekayim Ippalev.
That's what I'm saying, he doesn't even have to do that.
Right, he doesn't have to do anything for Hafara. Or doesn't have to do anything for Hafara. Yeah.
Well, maybe the Ram means that the fact, once the whole day passes and you're quiet, the whole day passes and you weren't made for it, then we could go back.
Once the whole, but it doesn't sound like the Ron said ki'ilu avar yom shmiya, ki'ilu avar yom shmiya. It doesn't say like it's as if it passes. So again, it is a jump. He knows it's a jump by saying umina. So you can say the Ron acknowledges it's a jump. Rav Eger is not happy with it, but Rav Eger is not arguing on the halacha. He's just arguing on how could you make that jump in svar. Okay, that is the Ron and the Achronim discussing the Ron. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The third line of this brisa, the brisa said there's a chumra by akam and the chumra by afara. The third line said, kiyim in yachal hafer, hafer in yachal kayim. Once you do one, you can't do the other. So the Ran said, this is not a chumra by one or by the other. Once we're talking about dini akam and hafara, we throw this in because it's about hakama and hafara. Just a reminder of a Reb Chaim we mentioned 2 weeks ago. Reb Chaim notes that hakama einu yachal hafer, hafara einu yachal kayim, is not exactly the same halacha though. Even though if you do one, you can't do the other one, it's not for the same reason. Reb Chaim mentioned this in the context of, we had the halacha, a week and a half ago or so, where a man says to his wife, Kiyem umufar b'basachas. So what's the halacha? If he's mekayim and he's made for it at one moment, b'basachas, so what's the halacha? So the Gemara seems to say, it's an unanswered question, and therefore it's nothing. You throw out the case. Right? No hakama, no hafara. Why? Because the Gemara quoted the principle, kol she'eno b'zeh harzeh, afil b'vas achas eno. Anything that cannot exist one after another cannot exist at the same moment. The Gemara gave the example, if I go over to five sisters and I'm a kaddish them at one moment, harayat ten mukudeshesli, I can't marry two sisters one after another, so I can't marry them at one time either, so I'm not married to anyone. The problem is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in this case of kiyim umufar b'vas achas, at the same time, the Rambam says it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum. Even the Gemara seems to say you throw everything out. The Rambam says it's a kiyum. So the Keset Mishnah says, oh, it means if you don't do anything else that day, because it's a shtika that turns into a kiyum. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. So Rav Chaim, on that Rambam, says that maybe there's the following chiddush. The principle of kol she'eno b'zeh harzeh, afilu b'vas achas eino, only applies when two things cannot follow one after another because of a halachic reason. Why can't I marry two sisters one after another? Because halachically, once I'm married to one sister, I can't marry the other sister. It's asur. And it's impossible for me to marry her. She's a gili arayis. Masha ein kein, that's when the principle of kol she'eno b'zeh harzeh afilu b'vas achas eino applies. But let's say, says Reb Chaim, think about this case. I'm made for a nether. I'm made for an eder. And now I want to be mekayimit. So why can't I be mekayimit? Because there's a halachic problem preventing me from being mekayimit? No, says Rechaim, it's much deeper. Once I'm made for a nether, the nether doesn't exist anymore. The nether doesn't exist, so how can you be mekayim anything that doesn't exist? Hafara after hakama, that's a halachic problem. You were making the nether, you can no longer be made for it. But hakama after hafara, that's a metzias problem. It just doesn't exist anymore. So Reb Chaim just notes, that's the in this line of the Gemara, where the Ran says that this isn't a chilek, you're right, there's no chilek. The same applies, but it's for very different reasons. There's no hakama after hafara because there's no more neder. There's no hafara after hakama because the neder is too strong and you can't be made for it anymore. So just remember that, Reb Chaim, that we alluded to a number of days ago. Okay, let's continue now. So Ashkechan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th line. So the Brisa quoted to ask the Kashan Rabbi Chanina said there's a chumra by hakama and by hafara. So we only quoted the one side. We quoted the chumras of hakama. So Ashkechan chumra mi bahaki mi bahafer. So we know the chumras of hakama. Bahafer be bahaki mi nalan. What are the chumras of hafara more than hakama? What does hafara have that hakama doesn't have? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan nishalin al hahakim ve'ein nishalin al hafer. You could do a she'ela on your hakama. The Baal is making the neder so that he can go to a chacham and do she'ela on hakama. We mentioned on Friday, the Tosfos Yantif, why is she'ela used by Hataras Adarim? The verb she'ela, because you have to ask kashas to try to, right, a Baal and a father could just do it without asking any questions. Boom, Hataras Adarim. But to a chacham, he has to ask questions. So nishalan ala hakim, if you do a hakama, you can go to a chacham and get rid of it. Vei nishalan ala hafer. But a hafara is permanent. You can't be shoel on a hafara. A chacham cannot be matir a hafara, and that shows a hafara is more chamer. The Ran here says, again, a machlokas we alluded to a week or two ago, the Ran says, where's this Ran? Nishalan ala hakim, about halfway down in the Ran, nishalan ala hakim, shim hakim yachal yishoel alav, ba'oso yom shmiya, says the Ran, on that day. If I make him in on Tuesday, I can go to a chacham on Tuesday and be and get rid of it. That's the sheet of the Ran. That's the sheet of Tosfos and others. If you remember the and this might even be the sheet of the Rambam. Not 100% clear, but this might be the sheet of the Rambam. But there is another opinion. That's the day quoted in the Tur. The Tur quotes in Siman Reish Lamed Daled. If I do hakama on Tuesday, I can even be shoel on the hakama next week. And I can be made for it the day of She'ela. When I'm making it, that stops time. That was the day of the tour. The tour says, Umiyu nira kivan she'in yachal lahafer. Once you're mekayim it, you can't be made for it anymore. The rest of the today. So then the clock stops. Havi kemi she'in yodea she'in yachal lahafer. It's as if you don't know about hafar anymore. She'in shtikaso kiyum. Umeifra filu achar kama yamim. Right? You have to do it mamish that day of She'ela. The day that you're shoel on your hakama, you have to be made for it. But, says the Tur against this Ran, that she'elo on hakama does not have to be that day. And the Kesef Mishnah thinks that this is the sheet of the Rambam too. It's a question of what the Rambam means it, but the Rambam says in Nedarim Yud Gimel Chaf, the Rambam says as follows, Hamakayim Nidre Ishto, Hareze Nishal L'chacham. If you're Mekayim the Neder, you can do She'ela to a Chacham. U'matir lo hakamaso, and you can be matir the hakama. V'chozer u'mefer lo bo bayom. And you can chozer and do hafara that day. So he puts in the that day at the end of the halacha. He could have said earlier, if you're making it, you should go to a Chacham on that day. He doesn't say that. He says, if you're making it, you can go to a Chacham and be made for it on that day. So it sounds like only the last, that's going on the last phrase, but the Rambam might hold like that tour. Either way, this is a Chumrah by Hafara, says the Gemara, that does not exist by Hakama. Hakama, you could be Mefer, you could be Matir. A Hafara, you cannot be Matir.
When the father or the husband is afara,
the neder is knocked out completely.
So if you go and show on the hafara, how is that going to
you can't be shoel on the hafara.
Right, but we're saying it's a chumrah.
You can be shoel on hakama, right? It's a chumrah and hafara.
But maybe it's just a metzias issue that even if you weren't being made for
so
that,
you're right. So it might be a chumrah and hafara, not because hafara is more stringent, but just because the Mitzias of Hafara. Right, according to Reb Chaim, it's not that it's a real Chumrah of Hafara. Maybe that's why the Karen Ora says what he says. The Karen Ora says, I could come up with two other nafkaminas that the Gemara doesn't mention, that Hafara is more stringent. He says, number one, we had earlier on Daf Ayin, you could be Mekayimit for an hour. It's becoming for an hour, then I'm going to be made for it. You can't be made for it for an hour. Once you're made for it, you're made for it, period. I mean, made for it, then I'm going to be mekayem, it doesn't work. The Gemara could have also said that, a chumra of hafara. Or, he also says, it could have said, the Gemara, at least according to one sad, said you can be made for it without knowing about it. Right? You can't be mekayem it unless you know about it. So again, that's a chumra of hafara more than hakama. So the Shai said, the vashas hacha milsa the pshita kama. It just says something that everybody agrees to, and the other ones were ibayas. Okay, that is the kerano. Okay, let's go weiter. Masiv Rav Kahana. So number three out of five. Third kasha coming up on Rabbi Chanina. The first two we got out of. We answered that it was not a problem. The next three we're going to end with questions. Masiv Rav Kahana. V'machar yachar shloisha v'chulu. If the husband is quiet, and so then the nether is mekuyim. So the case of the pasuk is where he's quiet, amanas lameka, to tease, to cause pain to the wife. What's the Torah referring to? Is it talking about amanas lamekat or amanas lakayim? By the way, what does it mean, shosek amanas lakayim? That's different than kiyum b'lev. Right? Kiyum b'lev means you're being kayim right now. Shosek amanas lakayim means you're shosek amanas that your shtika is going to be a kiyum by the end of the day. That's what it means, shosek amanas lakayim. So the Ron explains it. So what's the Torah talking about? Which type of shtika? So kashu omer ki hecherish la. The Torah already has a different pasuk that says, because he's quiet, hari b'shosek amanas lakayim hakas medaber. So that pasuk is referring to your shosek, and by the end of the day, it's going to be a kiyum. Hamani makayim emachrish yachrish la isha. So what must the first pasuk be referring to? B'shosek amanas lamekat hakas medaber. So it must be that the Torah is referring to a shtika amanas lamekat, and that's still called a shtika. And that is a kiyum haneder. So tiyufta, that's a kasha on Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, who said that if you're quiet just to cause her pain, you can be made for it in a week. No, we reject Rabbi Chanina. Period. Says the Gemara, velokim habishosik amanas lakayim habishosik stam. If you have two psukim, why don't you fill in the blanks with the two shtikas of amanas lakayim or stam shtika? But maybe Rabbi Chanina is still saved. Amanas lamekat. The Gemara says, no, kray say receive it. There's a lot of extra psukim in that parsha. A lot of charisha verbs there of being quiet. So therefore, you definitely have to include amanas lamekat in one of the psukim, and therefore we reject Rabbi Chanina. Period. Okay, no answer given. Some are medayik. We're about to ask another question on Rabbi Chanina. Masiv Rava. So the Ron says, we just had a tiufta. We have to ask another kashan. We're just like trying to pile on the questions. So the Ron says, no, what's the nafkamina? If you figure out an answer to the first question, I'll still have the second question. Some are machali between the word tiufta and kasha in the Gemara. Sometimes tiufta, some say, are unanswerable and kasha is answerable. Here the Ron says, mefurish, that tiufta might be answerable. So it might be the difference. Sometimes the Gemara says, tiufta de Rebbe tiufta, a double tiufta. So that really might be unanswerable. But here the Ron says, why are we asking another kasha? Just in case we answer the first question. Lashon Nedarim is different. You always have that one. We haven't had that in a while. Put that on the list, right? Lashon Nedarim might be a little different. Okay, number four. Masiv Rava Nadra im Chashecha. The Mishnah, our Mishnah earlier, Ayin Vav. If a woman makes a neder as it gets dark, Mefer la'ad shelo chashecha. Right? He can only be Mefer it until Shkia, until it gets dark. Shem lo hefer. Because if he didn't, if in the hour that he has, if he wasn't made for it, ain't no yachal hafer. He can't be made for it anymore. So Gemara says, "Ve'amai Levi kishosek amanas lakat lemekat." If according to Rabbi Chanina, if your shtika to cause her pain is not called a kiyum and stops the clock, then if you run out of time, then that's an even better excuse. You surely should be able to be made for it tomorrow. That's even better. If you're doing it to be mitzarer, that works as a delay. So surely, if you just run out of time and it's not your choice, she makes the neder 3 minutes before shkia. So again, tiyufta. No answer to that question. We don't answer that kal v'chomer. And number three, just in case we answer the first two, Masav Ravashi, the fifth question we have on Rabbi Chanina, and the third one that will be unanswered. The man says, Yodei ani sheish nedarim, aval ani yodei sheish mefirin. The man says, you know what? I knew she made nedarim. I didn't know the halacha of hafara. I didn't know I had that ability, he says a month later. So yafer, he's allowed to be made for it the day that he finds out about those halachas. Or, yodei ani sheish mefirin, aval eini yodei sheze neder. But if he says that I know there's a concept called hafara, but I didn't know that I can be made for these types of nedarim. We're about to learn in three lines that there's only certain types of nedarim that the husband can be made for. So I didn't know. I realized she had an answer. I didn't know this was included. So machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Meir says tough luck. If you knew about the neder and you knew about the concept of hafara, that's called yom shmiya. So you got confused which neder. Tough luck. You lost your chance. V'chachamim omrim yafer. V'chachamim say no. If you didn't know that the halacha that you made for this neder, so then when you find out about that, that's called the yom shmiya. So the Gemara again says, V'yamai, according to Rabbi Meir, why can't you be made for it? Levi kishos like amanas l'meikat. Not knowing that you can be made for this neder shouldn't be worse than amanas l'meikat. And if amanas l'meikat is a good delay and allows you to be made for it in a week, so too this should be. So Tziyufta, again, we do not have an answer. And just look at the last line of the Ron and the Perek, regarding the Psak, second to last line, Hilkach Naktinon, what's the halacha? The Shosek on Aslamekat, Kistam. When you're quiet, even if it's to cause pain to your wife, it's as if you're just being quiet. Vilo Matzi Mefer Labi Yamshmiya Bilvad. We do not pass on Rabbi Hanina. Right? You can't be Mefer except that day. That day, period. Just like we started off this year today. Stealing Amon Aslamekat is a real stealing. So Shosek Amon Aslamekat is a real Shosek. Just because you do something for teasing purposes does not take away the act. And if you're quiet, Shosek, to be Mekayim it immediately, that's called a Kiyam, and also you can't be made for it later on. You'll never know about it unless you're honest with yourself, but that Kiyam, believe, is good enough. Okay. If he says, I need more time, I'll need more time, but that's tough. Well, we have the discussions tomorrow. If you say, Mefer Lamachar, that was the question the Gemara asked. Mefer Lamachar. But if he just says, if he doesn't make up his mind, I need more time, the time runs out, sorry, the buzzer went off. It's finished. You have Yom Shamau. That's it. That's the halacha. If she makes another an hour before Shkia, so you need more time. You don't have more time. That's the halacha of a Farsad Arm. Yes, that's what it sounds like from the run. I want to, Mekan means I want to be made for it, but I want to tease her first. So I'll be made for it in a week and a half. It should be. So it's not. I'm not being made for it now. I'll be made for it in a week and a half from now, maybe. He wasn't made for it right now. Maybe I will be made for it. But he's not saying, like before him, we had the Ibayas, I'm made for it now, tomorrow. Right? But he's declaring that far. And here he didn't declare any Afara now. He didn't declare any Afara now. Okay. Last parak of Masechet Nedarim. As we said, the first 8 prakim in Nedarim is all about making Nedarim. The last 3 prakim is about getting rid of Nedarim. So now we're in the third of that set. So which Nedarim can he be Mefer? Who's the he? So the Ron and the Rosh and Tosfos, everybody on our page says husband and father. Everybody says that, husband and father. This is against the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says, we mentioned him twice already, 3 times. The Rambam says a father can be made for all Nedarim. Father can be made for all Nedarim. This mission is not about the father. This mission is only about the husband. The father can be made for all Nedarim. We saw the Migdal Oz on the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, quotes a letter that the Rambam wrote to the Chachmi Lunel, where he defends his opinion. Even though there's a Sifri, even though there's other sources, the Rambam says you never find in Bavli. Never find in Bavli anywhere, or in Yerushalmi, or in Tosefta, that's the Lashon of the Rambam, that the father's power is limited. Right, the Rambam can say that. Pre-computers, the Rambam can say there's nothing in Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Tosefta that is limited. So any limits are only based on the husband. And again, we mentioned the Svara is possibly that the husband's is based on call Hanoderis Haldas Baila Hinoderis. So therefore, she always has the husband in mind. So it's by certain vows. The father's based on she's in his Rishus. She's his Rishus, so he has all-encompassing power. That's the Rambam versus the other Rishonim. We did have the Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel. If you remember the Shita in the Torah, Rabbeinu Yechiel has a middle approach. That originally the father has total power. But if there's erisin and then death and divorce, so she goes back to her father, then the father's power is now limited. Even though originally the father could do all, but since erisin, so now we say the father's power is limited. Once it was limited once, b'shas erisin, and he had to team up with the husband, so too forever, it is limited. So those were the 3 shitas that we had. Rov Rishonim, right here, right? Ron, Tosfos, Rush, against the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yechiel in the Torah. There is a question, according to Rov Rishonim, as we're going to have here, the Rush, the Ron, and the Tosfos. Right, so the father is also limited, as we'll see, to 2 kinds of Nedarim. Which Nedarim? Inui Nefesh, Nedarim that cause physical pain and physical discomfort, or Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. right? Things that affect the relationship between them. So what, according to Rav Yishonen, that those limits apply to the father also. So what's dvarim shebeino levena for the father? The father can be made for only dvarim shebeino levena, according to Rav Yishonen. So is that dvarim between the daughter and the father? Or the father also can only be made for dvarim between the husband and the wife? So that is that's a discussion in the poskim. It's not 100% clear which way you go. Okay, maybe we'll get back to the alumnus of that in a little bit. So the Mishnah says, the Elam Adarim Shehu Mefer, the questionable who, he can be Mefer. So the Mishnah says, Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh. Dvarim that are, that have Inui Nefesh, that have a personal affliction. Personal affliction, that's the Nadarim that can be, that can, that the father and the husband can be Mefer. For example, Im Erechatz V'im Lo Erechatz. We'll talk about exactly tomorrow when the Gemara talks about what exactly is the neder. So we have something of neder that said that she's not allowed to wash. She's not allowed to wash for the future. What does it mean? If I do wash, it'll be also for me to wash. We'll get to the exact wash and neder bedstrom in the future. But something to do with washing, which is obviously if somebody cannot take a shower, that's inui. Im eskashid vim lo eskashid. Or she cannot put on jewelry. She cannot put on makeup. That is also considered a type of inui nefesh. The Ran points out that this is not a kishut of places on the woman's body which has to do with the husband-wife relationship. If that's the case, then that's not in the category of inui nefesh, that's in the category of dvarim shebeino levena. As the Ran calls, kishut shel mata. Kishut shel mata, that is something that has to do with between the husband and the wife. And then that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about nedarim shel inui nefesh. Okay, that's the horror of the Ran. So that's the Tanakhama. Amar Rav Yossi, Ein Elo Nidre Inu Nefesh. These are not Nidre Inu Nefesh. We'll see in the Gemara why not. The Elo Nidre Inu Nefesh. These, the following, says Rav Yossi, are Inu Nefesh. Amar Konen Peirus HaOlam Alai. All fruit in the world are usher to me. She makes a neder. So that's Inu Nefesh. Hariz Yachal HaHafer. So the Balchim made for that, because that's going to cause her pain. Or Peirus Medina Zu Alai, the fruit of this country is asur upon me. Yavila Mimdin Acheres. Bring it from another country. Bring it from another country. Only asur in one country. The Ran adds in, this is only if she said, Peros from a certain Medina is asur on me. That's not her Medina. If she asks the ones on her Medina, so then we will see that he can be made for it. But if it's, don't bring me Peros from that Medina over there. Okay, so fine. I bring it from another Medina. That's not Inu Nefesh. Peros chenveni ze'olai, the fruit of this, a certain storekeeper, and a yachal ha'afer. He cannot be made for because she'll get from a different store. The im lo haisa panasas el mi'anu, but if only one store gives her a line of credit, unless she doesn't have such a great credit report, say if there's only one store that'll give it to her, zanar ze'yafer, divir abiyosi. Abiyosi, then he can't be made for because that is inui nefesh. Why does it say again divir abiyosi? There's obviously a yisuri mechsura type of lack in the Mishnah, so we'll see that in the Gemara. Interesting, Balaturim. The Balaturim in the beginning of Matos, and it says La'anos Nefesh, Inui Nefesh. So the Balaturim says, you see the word Inui one other place in Tanakh, in Tehillim. Al Machalas La'anos. Machalas is a type of musical instrument. Al Machalas La'anos. So the Balaturim assumes not being able to listen to music is another shel Inui Nefesh. You see the word inui there. Shem nadrish lo l'shmoa klei shir shebala meferla shechashem nidri inui nefesh. It says in Moikata. That's the Balaturim with a lashon of inui. Yeah.
The first part of it is emerchatz u'moerchatz. More of a lashon of
shvuah. Erchatz. Yeah, it sounds like a lashon of shvuah. The Gemara is going to. We're going to talk about it. Sometimes we say if you say another lashon shvuah, shvuah lashon another. That was all the way back on Daf Beis. We had machlokas Ramban and Ran. Says the Gemara nidri inui nefesh who demefer shem inui nefesh inu mefer. The Mishnah lists only one category of nedarim that a father slash husband can be made for. Inui nefesh. Those are the only ones. We know there's a second category. Vatanya beinish l'ishto bein avavito malam yishabal mefer nedarim shebein olavino. We know the husband can be made for also nedarim that are between the husband and the wife. So what do you mean? Why does the Mishnah only list off? We know there are two categories. Why does the Mishnah only list off one? What about Nadarim Shebino Livena? And again, it's Meduyat, the Rambam Shita. Throughout Shas, it's always Baal Mefer, Baal Mefer. Although it's either ambiguous or Baal. That's the, but the Av is not mentioned. So why isn't this category in the Mishnah? Nadarim Shebino Livena? So Amri, Halin, Vahalin Mefer. You're right. The Baal Mefer, both. Nadarim Shebeino Levena and Inui Nefesh. But there's a difference. Why does the Mishnah only list off Inui Nefesh? Mihu. Inui Nefesh made for La'olam. Inuy, the Nedarim Shel Ini Nefesh, when the Baal is Mefer, so he's Mefer it forever. They're totally uprooted Nedarim, and they never come back. Avol Ein Behem Ini Nefesh. But, a Neder Shebeinol Aveina, if a woman makes a Neder, it has to do with the relationship, so then it's only a temporary restraining order on the Neder. Kedeisa Tachusei Have Hafara. While they're still married, then it's a good hafara. Michi Megarish Lov, but the second that he's Megarisher, Chal Alei Nidre, the Neder is waiting in the wings in order to be Chal right when he is Megarisher. The Gemara just reiterates, B'Dvar Sheminol Veinosh, Emein Inu Nefesh. This applies. When does it kick in again? If it's Dvar Sheminol Veinosh, Avo Yisra Inu Nefesh, Chal Alei Nidre. Period. But if it's Inu Nefesh, it's never Chal. So Inu Nefesh is totally rejected, totally destroyed, while Dvarim Shebeinol Aveina, the neder is just pushed aside. And Rosh Hashanah and Balacha even has, maybe it's alluded to in the language of the Torah, Heini Avia Osa. Heini is more of a preventative type of verb. It means prevention, meaning you're not going to be held to this neder, but it's still there. It's still in the background, and therefore if you ever get divorced, it's going to kick in again. Oh, so says the, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'zorim she'imah inin nefesh ki mekarish l'chaylala? 1 minute. So what did we just say? What's the difference between inin nefesh and beinol v'eina? By beinol v'eina, the second that they get divorced, and then there's chal again. That's not true. We have a Mishnah later on. V'hatzan, the Mishnah later on. Hey, hey. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, the Mishnah there talks about a case where a woman says to her husband, my ma'aseh yadayim are aser on you. They're aser on you. She makes a neder. My ma'aseh yadayim are aser on you. Three opinions there. One opinion says that he doesn't have to be mefer because she's meshubah to him. The neder's not chal. Second opinion says that no, maybe she'll make more than she has to, and the neder could be chal on that amount. The third opinion is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yafer. No, he has to be mefer just in case shema yigarshena. Maybe he'll divorce her v'itei asuralo, and then the neder will be chal. So he has to be mefer it. What's mashu from there? So therefore, he should be made for it so that he doesn't have that problem. But it's mashma mafurish that once he is made for it, so then it's never chal again. Amaki megarish lo made for lo meikarav yafara. So you see that it's never chal again, even after the divorce. So we're back to the original question. Why does the Mishnah only say inu nefesh nadarim and not beinu lebeinu nadarim? So the Gemara has to tinker and refine the answer that it just gave. Amri, halan v'halan halei yafara. You're right. Hafaras nadarim is by both categories. Ella, what's the difference? Nidre inui nefesh mefer bein la'atzmo bein la'achirim. Inui nefesh, if a woman makes an inui nefesh neder, the baal is mefer, boom, it's finished, forever. But eba amini nefesh, if it's not inui nefesh, it's bein olaveina, la'atzmo mefer la'achirim inu mefer. He's only mefer la'atzmo, and not la'achirim. What does that mean? As long as, and this is how the Ron, this is how Tosas explains it. Let's just finish that. I'll explain it. V'hachi k'tani, eilu nadarim shu mefer bein la'atzmo bein la'achirim, nadarim she'eish mefer bein nefesh. The Mishnah only lists off cases which he can be made for even la'achirim, that are ini nefesh. What about bein ol v'eina? So Tosas explains, even after divorce, the first husband can marry her. Therefore, it's still a state of lo. It's not la'achirim yet. Only when she marries somebody else, now the first husband no longer can marry her, now it's la'achirim. Meaning, if a woman is married, and the husband is made for the neder of bein ol v'eina, so the neder is wiped out. Divorced, it's still wiped out. She gets remarried, the neder now is chal again. Because the first husband can only be made for it, only up until the time when she now has a different relationship. Think about it, I didn't see anybody point this out, but the new husband can be made, the anaris is made for Bekodman. So you could have two afaras in the same neder from two different husbands, and both of them can be chal. Really, that is the Gemara Lomaskana. So what's the difference between Inui Nefesh, which is in the Mishnah, and Bein Ol Aveina? Inui Nefesh, the husband could wipe out totally. Bein Ol Aveina, he can only wipe out while she has a relationship with him. Which means either while they're married, or even until she gets married again. Because during that time when she's single, in between, she could still get remarried to the first husband. So therefore, it would not apply. What about a Kohen? Would you say a Kohen cannot? Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Kohen would not be able to. There is a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, the Rambam says, Beferish, that after Gerishin, the Nether is Chal. After Gerishin, Bein Ol Aveina, right after he divorces his wife, the Nether is Chal. It's Mufurish against our Gemara. Our Gemara suggests that and rejects it. So the Karen Ara says, according to the Rambam, you know what it must be? It must be that while they're married, he gets rid of it. When they get divorced, it's chal. When they get remarried, it's not there anymore. Back and forth, back and forth. See, that's what it must be. It's, he doesn't quote it, but it's mafurish against the Rashba. The Rashba in Ksuba suggests this, and he says that's crazy. What, you're going to say it's chal, it's not chal, chal, not chal, chal, not chal. You can't say that. It's either not chal. Okay, she made a nether. So you can knock it out until it's going to be chal again once. That's it. You can't say that it's chal when they get divorced, and then they get remarried, it's not chal, they get a divorce, and he says, she says, the obadinu, he says, shalom atzinu neder shachal, v'achach b'shalik, v'achach b'shgarish, choz over neir, v'achach k'shatach shor, v'tinazi lo yistalik. He can't say, it goes back and forth, says the Rashba. Therefore, he says, mefurish against the Keranora, pshat of the Rambam, here. Yeah. Okay, so that is the two categories, though, of beino leveina, and inu nefesh. Again, we ran out of time. We'll start tomorrow with just one, the Tosfos Rid, who explains what exactly does it mean, beino leveina. What exactly does that mean? Okay, Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay.